Chapter 11. Destiny Entangled. I'm asleep and dreaming and aware at the same time. I appear to be having a lucid dream. I really wish I wasn't, because that rat bastard Angleton has taken advantage of my somnambulant state to sneak into my head with his slide projector and install another pre-canned top-secret briefing, using my eyelids as stereoscopic projection screens. And I don't care how bad your nightmares are, they can't possibly be as unpleasant as a mission briefing conducted by old Skullface while you're asleep, unable to wake up, and suffering from an impending hangover.
"Pay attention, Bob," he admonishes me sternly. "If you're alive, you're getting this briefing because you've penetrated Billington's semiotic firewall. This means you're approaching the most dangerous part of your mission, and you're going to have to play it by ear. On the other hand, you've got an ace up your sleeve in the form of Ms. Random. She should be secure in the safe house your backup team has organized, and she'll be your conduit back to us for advice and instructions."
"No, she bloody isn't,"
I try to yell at him, but he's playing the usual tricks with my vocal cords, and I'm not allowed to say anything that isn't on the menu. Propelled by the usual inexorable dream logic, the briefing continues.
"Billington has let it be known that he will be conducting an advanced Dutch auction for the specimens he expects to raise from Jennifer Morgue Site 2. These are described in vague but exciting terms as thonic artifacts and applications. There is, of course, no mention of his expertise in operating gravedust-type oniromantic convulsion engines or of the presence of a deceased Deep Seven in the vicinity. He is restricting bidding to authorized representatives of governments with seats at the G8, plus Brazil, China, and India. Sealed bids are solicited in advance of the operation, which will be honored once the retrieval is complete. This indirect pressure makes it difficult for us to stay out of the auction, while simultaneously rendering it nearly impossible for us to take direct action against him. He's very carefully played the bidders off against one another. Of rather more concern is who Billington hasn't invited to bid, namely Blue Hades. As I mentioned in your earlier briefing, our immediate concern is the response of Blue Hades to Billington's activities around the site, followed in turn by what Billington really intends to do with the raised artifacts. Regardless, your actual task remains, as briefed, to determine what Billington is planning and to stop him from doing anything that arouses Blue Hades or Deep Seven, especially anything likely to convince them that we're in violation of our treaty obligations. To supplement your cover, you are officially designated as an authorized representative of Her Majesty's government to deliver our bid for the Jennifer Morgue Site 2 artifacts. This is a genuine bid, although obviously we hope we won't be called upon to make good on it, and the terms are as follows. For an exclusive usage license as designated in Schedule 1 to be appended to this document, hereinafter designated the contract between the seller, Ellis Billington and Associates, corporations and other affiliates, and the purchaser, the Government of the United Kingdom, the sum of £2 billion sterling, to be paid...
Angleton rattles on in dreary legalese for approximately 3 lifetimes. It'd be tedious at the best of times, but right now it's positively nightmarish. The plan has already run off the rails, and the worst thing of all is, I can't even yell at him. I'm committing this goddamn contract that we're never going to use to memory, seemingly at Angleton's post-hypnotic command, but the shit has hit the fan and Ramona's a prisoner. I'd gnash my teeth if I was allowed to. I've got a feeling that Angleton's sneak strategy, use me to leak disinformation to the Black Chamber via Ramona, of course, is already blown, because I don't think Billington is serious about running an auction. If he was, would he be dicking around risking a murder investigation in order to push a line of cosmetics? And would he be kidnapping negotiators? This is all so out of whack that I can't figure it out. I've got a sick feeling that Angleton's scheme was toast before I even boarded the Airbus in Paris. If nothing else, his bid is implausibly low given what's at stake.